BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, man, it's Monday again. It's part of the HWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for you. Don't forget to listen out for that money word. 1G for you and 1G for me. Actually, it's 1G really for you. 1G for me contest is back. 8 o'clock, you listen out for the money word. When you hear the money word, all you got to do is text the money word or put it in on our website or the app. You got three ways you could win, and listen out for that money word. It will be coming up for you this morning at 8 o'clock, and when you hear the money word, just text the word to 45911. So put that in your phone right now, or put it in your notes or something in your phone. Text the word to 45911 coming up at 8 o'clock. We're going to drop that money word on you, as well as we got Erykah Badu tickets for you right around 724. Disney on Ice tickets. You want that family four-pack? You got to play Black Smart for those. That's going to be coming up for you right around 9 o'clock. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to give up tickets for you to check out the 935 Reunion. This Saturday, it is going down at World Nightclub, hosted by yours truly, along with Mr. Incognito. So we got those tickets for you coming up in the 6 o'clock hour as you play the Madhouse game show. We got you coming up. So there it is. Your high for the day is going to be 92. Got some lower temperatures coming in later on in the week, but 92 is your high for the day. You're leaving out the house right now. It's about 70 degrees. No real chance of rain in the forecast. Should be a beautiful day weather-wise. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dude?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. You know, just relaxed and hung out with family and friends. That's about it.
Now what it do?
Mm-hmm.
Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Comedian. Bye-bye!
I say good morning.
Everybody in Statesville.
Good morning.
Everybody in Monroe.
Good morning.
All the way back to Gaffney.
Good morning.
Come on, man. Everybody in Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling this morning, big dog?
Feeling good, man. It's the start of the week. It's Monday. We here. We blessed to see another week.
Blessed.
We blessed to see another Monday.
Okay, cool.
We out here, boy.
Yep.
We out here, Jeff.
Yep.
We out here.
Yep, we out
thank
here.
Thank God.
We out here. Thank God.
Thank God for
thank
blessing
God.
Me another year.
Y'all listen up for your Madhouse. Question of the morning coming up right around the corner. We got that for you. We're going to drop that about 6:05 this morning. As well as, you know how we do it. Ms. Justice got your nosy neighbor news quickie coming up right around 6:20. So that's how we're going to do it for y'all this morning. And listen out for those every hour on the hour at 20 minutes after the hour. So get ready for that. What you do this weekend, Burp? I saw you at wrestling last night.
You know it.
On your Instagram. How was that?
No, I was there. It was one of the most fun experiences I've ever been to in my life.
Where?
Yeah, because it was a pay-per-view. It wasn't like Monday Night Raw or SmackDown. It was a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was a great experience. I had never been to a pay-per-view before. So
okay.
I felt like the inner six-year-old came out of me. I was cheering and screaming and hollering and drinking.
Oh.
And cheering.
You was in there acting like a little...
Shut up, Larry.
Kid. He was in there like a little kid. That's just in
the inner child came out of me. I ain't even going front. That's shout out to Doc Reed, man. Doc Reed was literally sitting right beside me.
Okay.
And boy, that's all we needed. That's all the whole Coliseum needed was me and Doc Reed beside each other. That was a good time. My brother-in-law came out. Shout out to my homeboy Kev. It was fun, man.
Did you buy that shirt last night?
Yes, duh.
Okay, what's up?
Clash of Champions. I was there. It says it on the back.
I was checking it out, big dog. That's
heck yeah. Right. I bought this shirt at the
cool
thing.
How did Sasha Banks do?
That was probably one of, if not the best match of the night.
Okay.
Her and Becky Lynch, they fought all through the crowd. It was a dope match.
Did she win?
Nobody won. Oh, it was okay. A double disqualification, I guess.
Okay.
because the way the match was set up, they was fighting, and then Becky had hit the ref with a chair. But you can't do that.
Okay.
And the ref was knocked out.
Right.
So then that's when they start fighting each other, like illegally hitting each other with chairs.
Yeah.
And then they was fighting through the crowd. And they went up through the crowd and they went in the concessions.
All right.
Becky put mustard on Sasha Banks.
Oh, that sounded dope.
Yeah. What?
I said that sounded dope.
And it was crazy. It was fun.
Okay.
Super fun.
Thank you for your wrestling update. I appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
Yeah, I saw more updates.
I'm here. I was there. I got it.
I went to go see the movie Hustlers. With Cardi B, Lizzo, Kiki Palmer, J-Lo. I didn't know it was based on a true story before I went to see it. So, you know, after the movie, I went and looked up the details of, you know, what really happened. I thought Kiki did very well in the movie. Cardi B was Cardi B. Lizzo, I think this is her first movie, maybe. She did pretty well for her. She had a small role, but I thought she was hilarious in a little small role. But Kiki, I thought Kiki did very well in her role. And of course, J-Lo gonna be J-Lo.
Right.
But yeah, she did well too. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was boring at times, but it got good toward the end.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. Okay. I should have went to go see something else. But it was all right, though. Go check it out for the culture, man. Go check it out for the culture. Let's get today's show started, which Inspiration Power Word of the Morning coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and here's your morning inspiration. In the wilderness temptation, Satan offered Jesus three things. And these are the same...
Megan Thee Stallion right there with the baby. It's called Cash. You know what it's called. 608, 8 minutes out to 6 o'clock. You know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Question of the Day, which is being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. You can join us, Power 98, each and every Friday. We're taking over high school football games. This week, the Philip O'Berry Cardinals take on the West Charlotte Lions. It's going down for another edition of Friday Night Lights, brought to you by Steak'em. Come out and see No Limit and the Power 98 squad. As the Cardinals take on the Lions at 7 p.m., go to power98fm.com for more details. All right, using the hashtag MHQOTD, today we want to know, vaping has, they're thinking about completely banning vaping in the state of New York. And we would like to know, should vaping and e-cigarettes be banned completely?
It is now on the political agenda, as Trump has said that he wants to ban it all across the United States. New York took the first step in banning e-cigarettes and flavored vaping cigarettes. And, you know, a young man actually went to the hospital about a week ago with lungs of a 70-year-old, they say, from vaping and from consistently vaping. So it has come to the forefront that this is terrible and they want to get it banned. What do you think?
Oh, is it terrible?
Well, that's what they say.
This is a great idea from jump, right?
That's what they say.
Stupid ass people. This is my answer, and this is why I'm giving this answer. I say no.
Okay.
But I say no because I don't think vaping should be banned before some of these high powered weapons are banned. Meaning assault rifles, military style rifles, meaning weapons like that. You get a couple white people die from vaping and some get hospitalized. Now it's a national agenda because we have some of these people. I mean, let's just be honest. You got black people don't vape like that. You have some who vape, but you don't have black people that vape like that. The ones that they're talking about on this national scale, white kids, white people hospitalized, died. Now let's ban it. But we got black people, they always talk about Chicago and the gun violence is going on out there, but don't nobody want to make no changes to that. So, no, I say no. I don't care nothing about vaping. I don't give nothing, not one damn about vaping. Let's do something about these assault rifles out here in these streets that you can get easily. So, no, my answer is no.
Yes?
I don't get why vaping is now banned, but then you have things like cigarettes, which have been around for years.
Right.
And cigarettes have been killing people and causing disease and things like that. Not only to the people that are smoking the cigarettes, but to the people that are around it, you know, who have to deal with secondhand smoke. So, I mean, in an effort to keep people healthy, yes, I would say ban it. I just don't understand why vaping is at the forefront right now.
I'll tell you why. This is what the New York Press came out with. They said that vaping poses a high health risk to a young audience. They feel like it is very, very and highly addictive, and it comes in several different flavors that is aimed at a younger audience. Therefore, that's why they feel like it is at a higher health risk than anything else on the market.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Go back to my original statement, which is what makes this so different from cigarettes. I mean, when I was in high school, there was the kids were smoking every day in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not special because it's flavored. That doesn't mean anything to me. People have been smoking for years now, and they've been young and young and young and young. Full disclosure, I had my first cigarette when I was like in middle school. You know, I smoked a cigarette when I was in middle school. It's not because it's flavored. I mean, I just don't get the hype behind this when we also have other problems that are going around with smoking, and they present health matters. Like, let's take care of all of them. Let's take care of all of them and not just focus on this one. Because you do away, you ban vaping, right? But we still have cigarettes that are out here killing people.
But they have, you know, they have made further precautions against cigarettes. That's why you can't smoke in a lot of places. That's why the vapes came out and became so popular because of the bans and the things that they took against cigarettes. And, you know, the cigarettes came with the Surgeon General warning on it. They're saying that these products don't have any warnings on it. They're very addictive. But I do agree with them banning this, and not because it's a certain problem in a certain race or whatever. I just agree with them. I'm not a smoker. I never have been. Never smoked in my life. So I agree with banning it, period. So yeah, I do agree with the ban, and I think they should move to ban it across the United States and not just in New York. So I agree with the ban. What do you think, Madhouse Nation? You can hit us on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Or you can catch us on our Instagram page, which is what, Ms. Jessica?
NLLMMH, or at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, or at I Am Burpee.
No Limit Larry!
Power98FM.com. Hey, it's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
That's right, 6:23. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Lil Wayne was scheduled to perform in St. Louis on Saturday night, but unfortunately, that didn't happen. The rapper hopped on Twitter to tell fans that he would be skipping out on the show because he just got kicked out of the Ritz-Carlton, and the police got involved. Now, no word on exactly what happened, but he did reassure fans that he will be performing in Cincinnati later tonight. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Let's get into this music from the baby. And Offset is Babysitter here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98.
You know I ain't come to play, let's turn me up. Snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's Club for new hip-hop and R&B. The song dropped in 2001. It was our introduction to Killer Mike. It won a Grammy in 2002. Speaking of Killer Mike, he shut down a Revolt conference over the weekend with his speech on stage. Here's a little bit of what Killer Mike had to say.
To argue over who is the best master. I don't give a f- if it's Trump, Obama, your mama, my mama. What the f- do you have for me and my community? Now, if you do not, and if you stop playing, oh, I'm going to say the snazziest f- to each other on stage. I'm going to show that mother. This is going to be a quotable. And we close up the doors and we simply say, how do we take the good of what you have, the good of what you have, how do we shape it into a 10-point agenda to present to every local, state, and national politician? If you cannot meet points on our agenda, we simply can't support you. I need you to get on your study and prove yourself worthy. Because I'm tired of arguing who got the best master. You are already free. Now, nigga, act like it.
Act like it. Shut it down at the conference over the weekend. Revolt conference was this weekend. So salute to everybody who went down there and checked it out down in the ATL. And, of course, Killer Mike shut it down at the Revolt conference You want to see more of that, it's all over IG and IGTV and everything. So make sure you go check it out. Caller number 9, we're looking for you right now. You want to play the Madhouse Game Show. 570-WPET is Game Show Monday. Find out what game we playing. And if you win, you got them tickets to check out 935 Reunion Party going down this Saturday. Caller number 9, we're looking for you. 570-WPET is Young Thug, J. Cole, Travis Scott. We're going to take it to the London Spot out of the game. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We taking it to the London right there. That's Young Thug, J. Cole, Travis Scott, and coming up, we playing Game Show Monday with this contestant on the line. Who is this?
This is Jamia.
Hey Jamia, how you doing? What you doing this morning?
Good. I'm on my way to drop my mom off at work.
How you drop your mom off at work?
Yep.
All right, coming up, we're gonna play Game Show Monday. You ready?
Yay!
All right, we come back. We play a game show Monday.
From 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip-hop and R&B in the Queen City.
Find out what your favorite personalities are doing. Find out about the hottest events happening in Charlotte, the latest celebrity gossip, and get up on the new music we're playing.
You also find out how you can get your song played on the radio. Play my song. All this, and you can listen live and take us everywhere you go. So log on now and see what you've been missing.
Power98FM.com.
Counting carbs? Smoothie King has two new Keto Champ smoothies, each with under 10 grams net carbs per 20 ounces. Try the Keto Champ berry with raspberries and blueberries or the Keto Champ coffee made with cold brew. Try the new Keto Champ smoothies from Smoothie King and rule the day.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte traffic.
Interstate still rolling pretty well. Same for Independence Boulevard. Just starting to see some delays around Eastway Drive. Traffic volume to blame here. A crash reported on Westinghouse House at Granite. This is just west of I-77. A minor backup through this area. Nothing major.
Pumpkin season is here, and that means all things pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pumpkin flavored coffee, lattes, donuts, and more. Enjoy the flavor of the season till it's fullest. America runs on Dunkin'. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. Hey, it's your man, No Limit Larry in the back. This time I call my big homie, Joe Monster Boss, and guess what? Joe picked the phone up. What's up, big homie?
Man, I'll tell you what. I didn't want to pick the phone up after I saw your Patriots beat the crap out of my Steelers.
Oh, man, you know we own the Steelers like you are owning the dealership game right now. Joe Moss Auto Group, that's what we're doing now.
Y'all check us out at JoeMossAutoGroup.com or JoeMossAuto.com. Larry, we bought a Ford dealership. We got Joe Moss Ford now. We got Joe Moss Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. And don't forget about our big, bad Independence Monster out there also.
Man, hold on, Joe. I also saw that your foundation is nominated for a humanitarian award.
Bro, I'll tell you what. Talk about humbled and blessed. You know, yeah, so we were fortunate enough to be nominated for the Humanitarian Organization of the Year Award for the state of North Carolina. We love it. We love helping people, and you've always helped us with that. So, hey, it's kind of an award for you too, baby.
Congratulations for being the boss and giving back to the community. Hey, Joe Monster Boss. I'm No Limit Larry. This is Power 98.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way.
Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. It's Game Show Monday. Who is this contestant on the line?
Jamia.
Hey, Jamia.
Hi, Jamia.
Hi.
All right, Jamia, we're going to spin the game show wheel and find out what game show you're playing this morning. I need you to say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected
trivia.
I right. So you playing trivia. We can ask you about anything. It could be from the culture. It could be about anything. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here you go, Jamie. I'm going to kick it off for you. Lizzo. Lizzo currently holds down a number one spot for the number one song in the country. Who did she knock out the number one spot?
What is the name of the song? Oh, my God. Can I say the lyrics?
No, not the lyrics. Who did she beat?
Who's the artist?
Nicki Minaj.
No, who did she beat for the? That's who had the number one song before Lizzo? Nicki Minaj?
What?
Who had the number one song before Lizzo had the number one song?
Keep giving her chances, Lee?
Yeah, I'm trying to help out.
I know, right? Because I don't even know. Oh, my God. So I don't know.
You don't know who had the number one song before Lizzo?
No, she said no.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone now.
No.
Oh, no.
I ain't going to tell you. You got to go look it up. All right, Jessica, what you got for?
I need you to tell me the name of the governor of North Carolina.
Now, you should know this.
$5,
oh,
she don't know.
Man, you don't know who your governor of North Carolina is?
Killer Mike, just say it.
Your mama don't know? Your mama with you? Oh, man, you know what?
This is terrible. Mommy, what is it? I don't know.
Your mama don't know?
She said, I don't know.
No.
Oh, well, she didn't win on Game Show Monday.
Oh, damn, you lost. Next time, you got to do better.
Do y'all want to give somebody else a chance?
It's on you, Lair. I'm almost scared to ask them these questions.
If you can answer my question and Miss Jessica's question, you can win these tickets because she don't know nothing. Jesus. 570-WPEG. It's a Game Show Monday. DJ Shock say every morning.
We need re-education before reparations.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The baby 21 is Pot 88.
I say only 20.
Rich,
eight figure, that's my type.
Pot 88, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, none of Larry the Morning Madhouse. Game Show Money got him stomped today. They got him stomped today. I can't believe y'all don't know who the governor of North Carolina is. Somebody trying to steal these tickets. Good morning.
How y'all doing?
You trying to steal these tickets, Mika?
Yeah, I'm trying to steal the ticket.
All right, you got to answer my question first. Lizzo currently holds down the number one spot with the number one song in the country. Who did she beat out?
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X is correct. Amanda.
Yeah.
All right, now you got to answer Ms. Jessica's question.
I just need you to tell me who is the governor of North Carolina.
Ray Cooper.
Who?
Is it a child?
Ray Cooper.
Say his name.
Ray Cooper.
Ray Cooper.
No.
598, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Jess.
Jess.
Yes, it is.
What up, Jess?
I want to play the game show.
You want to steal these tickets?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
All right. Lizzo currently holds down the number one spot with the number one song in the country. Who did she beat out?
I want to say DaBaby.
DaBaby?
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
No.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog?
What's going on?
You trying to steal these tickets?
Yes, sir.
Lizzo currently holds down the number one spot with the number one song in the country. Who did she beat out?
Was it Lil Nas X?
Okay, that is correct. Yes. Amanda.
Okay.
And I need you to tell me who is the governor of North Carolina.
Roy Cooper.
Thank you. There you go, big dog.
You win.
That is correct. And because you got it right, we're going to put you in the building for the 935 reunion party. It's going down at World Nightclub September 21st, this Saturday. Guess who hosting? No Limit. You're going to be in the building. Tell us what station hooked you up with them tickets.
Power 98.
This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte.
What I want. Good. Play if you want.
Spot 98, WPEG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right in the 92, 70 degrees right now inside the Madhouse. And, of course, you already know you got to answer that Madhouse question of the morning. Hashtag MHQOTD. Question of the day. Bourbon.
What up, though?
What is the Madhouse question of the day?
We want to know, should vaping be banned across the board? You know, New York has banned it, but they've banned e-cigarettes and flavored vaping. And we want to know, should it be banned, period?
Right.
I said, no, not until these assault rifles and military rifles get off the street. They take that as an initiative.
Yeah, I said yes, but I think that they need to also include things like cigarettes and things like that. Yeah,
I said yes. Go ahead and ban them. So if you got an opinion, you want to voice it, 704-227-8780. The Madhouse question of the day. We'll play your responses back at 9:20. Right about now, we're going to let y'all shine, though.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Whoa.
Hello.
Good morning.
Who is it?
I'm Brianna, and I'd like to shout out my dad, Devin, on his new job. I also like to shout out my school, MCA.
You got on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shout out to your daddy.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. You letting the light shine on somebody? I say, are you letting the light shine on somebody on Power 98? Okay.
I think he died on the phone. Okay, good morning.
Say that, Larry.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You got somebody you want to light shine?
Yes, sir. I would like for Tamaya to shine and Anaya to shine and everybody at Cowpens Middle School.
Cowpens Middle School?
Yes, sir.
Power 98, good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
I want to let my baby girl, Madison Rushen, shine. Let her know mommy love her.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
I want to let these two football teams shine from Friday night, the Friday Night Lights, man. Shout out to Shelby. They improved to 3-0 over the weekend. And shout out to Kings Mountain. They improved to 3-0 over the weekend, and they play each other this Friday night. It's going to be crazy. So shout out to both of those schools, man. Y'all going to get y'all shine on.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
And speaking of football, does anybody know how McGarringer, how did Garringer do?
Oh, they got beat by Hopewell. It was pretty bad.
You didn't have to throw that last
part. You asked the question. I just said it.
I know, but I just wanted to
Hopewell
know.
Broke their 34-game losing streak because Hopewell had lost 34 games in a row, and they beat Garringer to break the losing streak.
Okay. All right.
Any more questions about football?
I was just wondering. I just needed to check in on my Garringer.
The Panthers 0-2.
Football.
Burpee team lost over the weekend. Butterfingers team lost over the weekend. It was a terrible football for them.
Did anybody ask you about that?
Oh, Garringer, I am still with you.
I am still with you,
Garringer. Let's go.
I love Garringer.
We gonna get us a dub this year. A win.
All right, coming up inside
let's
the
Madhouse. Let's go,
Garringer. Jessica's got your nose in the neighbor news on the way at 7:24. And she's got your nose in the neighbor news quickie coming up right around the corner. It's Pot 98.
No limit, Larry.
A jock in the... It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
Yes, it is 7:22, which means that your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Beyonce is all over the Nosy Neighbor News. She has a special treat for fans dropping today, and we got to talk about the Emmy Awards. Was she snubbed or not? Got details about that. What happened at the Revolt Music Summit? And Wiz Khalifa has something new to add to his resume. What is Wiz Khalifa adding to his resume?
He's getting into politics.
Okay. Bert?
He's starting up his own marijuana edible line.
Okay. All right. We'll find out what's going on with Wiz Khalifa in your Nosy Neighbor News right after this wife and Lucci and Trey Songz is all night long here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Think it's a game.
neighborhood. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, September 16th, being brought to you by another Power 98 contest. Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win a gift card and a Dunkin' prize pack. All you have to do is upload a photo of you and your pumpkin, whether it's your best friend, special person, or four-legged friend. Photo of them dressed up as a pumpkin might get you bonus donuts points. All the information is on our website, power98fm.com. Beyonce is giving fans a special treat today. The superstar will be releasing Making the Gift on ABC. The film will go behind the scenes as Beyonce records the soundtrack, The Lion King, The Gift. The special will feature appearances from Kendrick Lamar, Burna Boy, Pharrell, Jay-Z, and more. It's going to show the recording sessions, family time, and more. Making the Gift airs tonight at 10 p.m. Wiz Khalifa is starring in an upcoming comedy series about poet Emily Dickinson. The character is going to be Death, and he's supposed to be the love interest of Emily Dickinson. Death is described as the coolest guy in the world. Dickinson premieres November 1st on Apple TV+. The 71st Emmy Awards kicked off Saturday night with night one of two for the Creative Arts Emmy Awards. Beyonce was nominated for Outstanding Variety Special, Outstanding Costumes, Outstanding Directing for a Variety Special, Outstanding Music Director, Outstanding Production Design for a Variety Special, Outstanding Writing for a Variety Special, all for her Netflix special Homecoming, and she did not win not one of those awards. In the Outstanding Variety Special category, she lost to Carpool Karaoke. And in the Outstanding Costume category, she lost to RuPaul's Drag Race. So I'm on my Instagram story and I'm wondering, do you think Beyonce got snubbed? Head on over there and vote at Hey Miss Jessica. The Revolt Music Summit was in Atlanta over the weekend, and during a panel discussion, things got a little heated. T.I. asked Candace Owen, who is pro-Trump, she's a conservative, what era does Trump want to go back to when he says, make America great again? Now, Candace attempted to answer, but couldn't get her answer out quick enough. Some say Candace didn't have an answer, while others think T.I. cut her off and didn't give her an opportunity to answer. Happy birthday to Flo Rida, Metro Boomin, and Kayla Pratt. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte Flo for New Hip Hop and R&B. You know what time it is. It's time for hashtag Larry Mad. Every morning about this time, I'm mad about something. I'm going to let you know what I'm mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by the 935 Reunion Party going down this Saturday at World Nightclub, 900 NC Music Factory Boulevard. I'm in there hosting that thing. Incognito going to be with me. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Today, Larry is mad at the superintendent of this school in Texas, Tatum Elementary. Last week, he sent home and called a young boy's mother after he said the young boy, the boy is 4 years old, said that the boy's hair was too long and that he could not wear his hair to school like that unless he was going to put on a dress and identify as a girl. The school has a dress code. And it has a hairdress code that says no males can wear male buns, puff balls, quick tails, no ponytails, no rat tails. And the hair should not extend past their collar. You know, all parents in the county are up in arms and they have been going to the school board meeting and they are protesting these dress code rules as well as protesting trying to get the superintendent fired, as they should. Like, how you gonna tell this young African American male that he can't wear his hair out, and if he does wear it out, he has to put on a dress and identify as a girl? Come on, man.
Because that's how the principal is. He's fighting with himself trying to identify as whatever he think he should be.
This is some of these school rules. Not only in Texas, but in some of these school districts across America are simply backwater country and crazy. They need to address all these old school rules and get them out of there. And as the parent said, with the grandmother of the child said that, you know, these hair rules affect a lot of our culture and affect a lot of students of color, which they do. And you know, a lot of students that go to school have dreadlocks or have long braids. And the superintendent has been seen and heard saying this to more than one student and on more than one occasion. I think the superintendent needs to be suspended, need to be fired, and definitely this dress code needs to be changed down in Texas and any other dress code that alludes to this fact in any other school district. But Tatum Elementary down in Texas, y'all can Google that and look that up. But hashtag Larry Mad, hit the hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. Leave them kids alone, man. Just let them go learn. If it's not affecting their learning, what difference does it make?
You don't hear about no schools like in anywhere up north that have had a problem with a teacher cutting the student's hair, or because that was another story earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's always these down south thinking what they call in traditional
backwater country. That's
like,
what I call it.
Come on, man.
Backwater country.
Step into 2019 one time. Step into 2019 one time. I'm sick of these people. I ain't gonna say what I want to say, but I'm sick of them.
me and you both. Hit the hashtag Larry Mad. See what else I've been mad about on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Coming up, Incognito is live in the kitchen, and at 8 o'clock, we got your money word so you can win that $1,000.
No Limit Larry.
And I'll bring it back to 50 World.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's None of a Larry the Wonder Madhouse. Y'all make sure y'all log on and put that word in the app. The word is game. GAME. You got about 6 more minutes to do so. And right about now, it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Alright, it's Monday, and my thoughts are being brought to you by Hardee's. Make your breakfast simple with their new 2-3 More Menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day. All right. It's been a lot that's been happening. There's a lot that happened this weekend, man. My boy Corey Holcomb was here. I went to wrestling last night. But one thing I couldn't get past, Larry, is I saw a lot of diversity in these Democratic debates. Saw a lot of diversity. And my favorite right now is Kamala. How you say her name? Mm-hmm. Camila, what is it?
You talking about the Harris?
Yeah, Harris. Kamala Harris. K. Harris. That's what we're going to call her. KK. Yeah. We're going to call her KK.
Kamala.
And one thing I'm waiting for, Larry, I'm waiting for that inner black girl to come out of her during these Democratic debates. One time, it's going to happen, Larry. I've seen the face. She's waiting for somebody to come out their mouth wrong. I think she's waiting for Bernie. She's waiting for Bernie to come out his mouth sideways.
It ain't going
to
be him.
So she can start clapping while she talks. One of these debates. What's the lady named Pete? Amy Klobuchar?
Yeah, whatever her name.
Klobuchar. Yeah, huh? She don't like her. I can tell she don't like her. If Amy Klobuchar say something wrong to her one more time, I'm waiting for this right here, Larry. Amy, shut up. I'm sick of you always coming to me. Don't come for me if I didn't send for you, okay? It's a hot girl summer. I'm finna win this debate, okay? Leave me alone. Can I get my point out? Oh, my God. I'm waiting, Larry. It's going to happen one time. Bernie came out of his mouth. He said, okay, everybody is up here, and you're talking about, we need to talk about health care. She was like, shut up, Bernie. Oh, my God. Where is your oxygen? You don't even need to be up here with us. Let your shoulders down for a second. Put your shoulders down, Bernie. She gonna look over there at Cory Booker one good time and be like, oh my, Cory, do you hear these white people up here on this?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm waiting for one time for that inner black girl to come out of Kamala KK. That's what we're going to call her, KK. Let it out, KK. Don't stop trying to be political for these people out here and be that inner black girl that we need.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
And my thoughts are being brought to you by Hardee's. Making breakfast simple with their new 2-3 more menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day.
Pumpkin season is here, and that means all things pumpkin.
Okay, okay.
City, Trey the Truth and Scarface were honored in Washington, D.C. during the Congressional Black Caucus over the weekend. They were honored by Hip Politics. The award celebrates politicians and hip-hop artists who use their platform to engage their audiences in political processes. Trey the Truth received the Mobilizing Community Award, and Scarface earned the Blueprint Award for creating a movement that allows for the hip-hop generation to emulate and be empowered to create social action and change. So congratulations to both of them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. All right, it is time for another case in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom. Today's letter reads, my in-laws are coming to visit at the end of the month, and they are staying for a week. But that's not the problem, because I love my in-laws. My problem is my wife just made this decision and didn't talk to me about it at all, and she always does this. Friends, family, whoever, if they ask her to stay, she says yes. I told her that if anyone is spending the night at our house for any amount of time, we need to discuss it first. She says that doesn't matter because her parents are always welcome at our house, so there's nothing to discuss at all. But I feel like because it is our house, we need to discuss these types of things first. It is just a respect thing. Madhouse Nation, Nosy Neighbors, I need you all to tell me, who is wrong in this case? Is it the husband or the wife? Get on the phone line right now, 570-WPEG. It's the case today in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
All right, what y'all think? Hit us up. Let us know, 570-WPEG, like Miss Jessica just said. All right, we're going to find out who in the doghouse, who getting out of the doghouse. Up next is Power 98.
Take Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you. Oh.
That's right. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's court case reads, my in-laws are coming to visit at the end of this month, and they're asking to stay for a week. But that's not the problem, because I love my in-laws. My problem is my wife just made a decision and didn't talk to me about it at all, and she always does this. Friends, family, whoever, if they ask her to stay, she says yes. I told her that if anyone was spending the night at our house for any amount of time, we need to discuss it first. She says that it doesn't matter because her parents are always welcomed at our house.
Wow.
And there's nothing to discuss about it. But I feel like it's our house and we need to discuss these types of things first. It's just a respect thing. Who do you think is wrong? Is it the wife or is it the husband?
I don't want to seem like I'm always going against the wife, but I mean, I definitely think the wife is wrong in this situation, because if you're allowing somebody to come into your humble, your humble place of being, which is your home, then you definitely should consult, you know, your husband. You should definitely ask, especially if they spend it in the night. You should definitely consult your husband on this, or at least get his opinion. And then if y'all disagree, then y'all should find a common ground where y'all can agree. But just to totally disregard him in this situation, you are totally wrong for that, Miss Wifey Lady.
And know that your parents are not always welcome in my damn house. You have to understand, it's just something about a man in his home where he doesn't necessarily want people there all the time. You don't have to tell somebody every time they ask you. Yeah, come on. Sometimes we just want that peace of mind at home. We don't want nobody to come in. We don't want nobody to be bothered. And we might not like the way your parents do certain things. He might not like how your mama come in there and always want to tell you what to do in your house. Tell you how to clean your house, how to run your house, how to do this, how to do that. You have to understand, it's a discussion that needs to be had. Yes, your parents can. They're more than welcome to come over and visit. But to stay a whole week, hell no. No, you ain't going to have my house smelling like mothballs and get out of here. And my grandma, nope.
When is it that your wife's parents are not allowed to come to your house?
No, they're always allowed to come.
I mean, to spend the night.
When they're not allowed to spend the night?
When I say so.
Yeah.
They're not allowed here.
I don't, like, if it's a case of, like, their air went out or they don't have any power at the house, something like that, come on, bring your stuff. I'm not going to have you in your house. But why would you just want to spend the night in my house?
I mean, they might be wanting to come and visit with the kids or anything like that. So,
and if they're from out of town, that's another. If they're from out of town, okay, you don't have to get in a hotel. But if you live in the same vicinity, hell no. No.
What'd you say?
Okay, so I agree with her in the aspect of if my parents are coming, my parents are always going to have open access to my house, just like my mate's parents would always have open access to the house. I would hope that they wouldn't abuse that right. You know, if they begin to abuse it, then we have a conversation. But if, you know, like if they come in, they're open to being able to come to my house all the time. I agree with him in the aspect of that conversation has to happen. I'm a big person on communication in a relationship. So no matter what, communication is huge. You always have to have that conversation with your spouse. So in this case, I do think that she is wrong. I do think that the wife is wrong in this case because she should have communicated that with her husband first.
All right. 570-WPEG. As a matter of fact, somebody on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
And you want to answer today's question, Ms. Justice?
I love you. Oh. All right. Today's case in Ms. Justice Doghouse courtroom reads, my in-laws are coming to visit at the end of the month, and they're staying for about a week, but that's not the problem because I love my in-laws. My problem is that my wife just made this decision, and she didn't talk to me about it at all. She always does this. Friends, family, whoever, if they ask to stay, she says yes. I told her if anyone is spending the night at our house for any amount of time, we need to discuss it first. She says it doesn't matter because her parents are always welcome at our house, so there's nothing to discuss. But I feel like since it's our house, we need to discuss these types of things. It's just a respect thing. I need you all to chime in right now. Let us know who is wrong in this case. Is it the wife or is it the husband?
All right, Madhouse Nation, what y'all got to say?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. What you got for us today, Miss April?
How y'all doing?
Good.
That's good. The wife is wrong. Please discuss it with me, baby, because we won't have no issues. Yeah, she's wrong.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Pow 98, good morning.
What's going on, man?
What going on? Talk to me.
You know, I'd like to think my parents are always welcome in my home and my wife wouldn't have a problem with it, but, you know, I definitely side with the guy. I think a conversation has to be had. There has to be communication. And let's flip this around. I mean, if he had a best friend that grew up with him, you know, that saved his life or something, and he said, well, he's always welcome, I'm sure at some point she's going to want him to communicate when that guy's going to be coming over to stay, you know, overnight. So it's convenient to say is that her parents are always welcome, but you got to look at it from both sides. I mean, communication is definitely the key.
Pa 98, good morning.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Hey, Toodles.
Oh, you know I got to speak on this because this is just crazy. What is wrong with the helper? Now, she knows she is just wrong, Larry.
She wrong.
She is wrong. You don't let nobody come in that man's house. That's that man's house too, girl. That's what you call is emasculating a man. Now, when you take away that man's manhood and his freedom, then you know where he's going to go.
Where he going to go?
Here with us because you don't understand. He's going to sit down and listen to that man's team, honey. You better let that man be a man all the time, honey. What is wrong with her? That's why we be stealing that sausage now.
You be stealing their sausage?
I'll take every last bit of it.
Bye, Toodles. Bye,
get
Toodles.
Get out the bottom. Oh, bye, Toodles. Bye.
Oh, Lord.
There's something wrong with that boy. Jessica, by my count, it looks like the wife is guilty in this one. She's in the doghouse.
Yeah. According to Madhouse Nation, in this case, we are going to have to find the wife guilty.
Mm. You going to put it in the doghouse?
Case closed.
And y'all can tune in every Monday. Doghouse Mondays with Miss Jessica. And if you got a doghouse, somebody, you got a doghouse situation, they can send it to you.
Yeah, whatever it is. If it's a family, friend, whatever. Email me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's. We'll find out who is guilty in your case.
All right, 2 Chainz, it's a vibe. We playing Black Smart up next. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? OK, Okay, let's meet today's contestant. Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who it is here?
Felicia.
Hey, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Hey.
All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart, and you're going to Disney on Ice. If you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
Felicia.
Yes.
On the hit TV show on Lifetime, Bring It, Coach D and her girls are always hollering out, what?
On what? Bring It.
Yeah.
I don't watch that show. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, you got two more chances. Burber, what you got for?
My question is, the Fresh Prince was born and raised in West Philadelphia. Doing what?
Rapping.
Rapping.
No.
That was a good one, though, Burber. You got to get into it. That was a good one. That ain't how the song go, though, baby. That ain't how the song go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What's she Black Smart?
Hell no.
Rapping?
No.
I mean, he was rapping, though.
No.
Okay, you want to go? You want to go to Disney on Ice? You want to steal these tickets on Black Smart? You definitely can. You got to answer Jessica's question and Burby's question, and you can go right up in there. Charlotte's plug 570-WPEG. First call through, correct answer. We got you. Pot out of the gate.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.